fuck the British.
With that in mind, all right, so though more back into the warm-up audio, so that time change was a pain. Ina, are you in the Eastern time zone, or is this even earlier for you than it is for
I'm us? CST, I'm in Chicago.
Oh, awesome. Ooh. Yeah, we've actually had quite a few guests based in Chicago. I don't know if you know...
Chi-town,
yes. Shoot. Jordan, where was Strictly? Strictly Anime was another... I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they are another anime podcast that we had on the show that's also based out of Chicago.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many, like, other AnnieTubers and people, content creators from Chicago that I'm recently just finding out, and I'm like, hello? Why don't we all... Why aren't we all aware of each other? I don't know.
I'm totally happy to put you in touch. They're on the Discord. They actually asked us to be on their show, and then we had them back because it was so much fun to be on their show. So they're absolutely great.
Oh, that's
Courtney
awesome.
And Carl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's always fun to collaborate. I've actually never met anyone New York City based. I don't know if you've had a guest that was like an AnnieTuber that was New York City based. Jordan, do you know? Because like Alex Batak is just like a comedian we had on.
Yeah. I mean Audrey, but she just. Has podcasts.
Yeah, I actually am moving to be really close to Audrey, but it's like
for that purpose. Yes,
yes, for that exact for networking purposes, I'm moving to Astoria.
Just to be close to her.
Sure. Yes, so I can talk to someone about Transformers every day.
Yeah.
Oh man. And then, how long have you lived in Chicago?
I was born and raised here.
Oh, that's awesome. I used to live in Michigan for about a year and a half, so definitely wasn't a stranger to Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Midwest.
How do you feel about the Chicago pizza?
I only eat it when when a person visits Chicago. So I don't know if
agree.
That says anything.
It's definitely there is what I'm getting from the message.
It's good, but like you can only have it once a season. Or, like, twice a year. You gain, like, 2 pounds every time. And it's weirdly, like, chunky and messy. Like, I don't know. You have to, like, mentally prepare to eat deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
I think I could have it more than once or twice a year.
Say that now.
I feel everything you're trying to get out of deep dish is done better by Detroit style. You know?
Yes.
Or if you want, like, a really crust-heavy pizza, that's your go-to. Jordan, have you had Detroit-style pizza?
I have no idea.
So it's essentially, imagine like Sicilian, you know, like square Sicilian pizza.
Uh-huh.
But the dough is kind of pan-fried.
I don't know if I have.
It has the sauce on top of the cheese.
Hmm.
I really like it. It's definitely in my top 5 favorite pizza types.
Interesting.
I really love a good Neapolitan.
That is good.
Like the really flat pizza, but like the really... chunky bread, delicious. I love pizza.
I got kind of
so interesting how we're on this topic.
I got kind of ruined because I went to Italy and I had like they straight up have like for the I had like the original Neapolitan pizza kind of, and they have straight up laws that your pizza there has to fit within certain parameters in order to call it a Neapolitan pizza. Whoops. There we go. That was an alarm. Let me turn off my alarms. There we go. But yeah, I had like the original Italian pizza in Naples, and it was so fucking good. And no pizza has come close.
I would be surprised. What a flex. I wish should be me. I wish.
The funniest thing is, so I'm from the area around Philadelphia. David is too. I went to Temple University, and when I was in Italy, I was just standing in line, and I looked to my left, and I just saw someone with a Temple University hat, and I talked to them, and they were from Philly. So... it was like, oh my god. Wow. I mean, there are a lot of Italians there.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
It's like, yeah. And then, so to dive into the actual prep, I don't know if we have more topics people want to talk about, though. You know, is there anything you'd like to talk to us about that has nothing to do with the manga we're going to discuss?
I don't know. You went into the Italian accents, and I was already immediately being like, the new Mario movie.
Oh, yeah. I actually just got my tickets for it. Why did it not come?
Let me do an impression. Hello, my name is Mario.
I'm Chris Pratt.
Oh, my God.
I am Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt?
Good. Jack Black, though, was having the time of his life in that movie.
Jack Black owns. I mean, I wish Jack Black did every voice.
We should ask Jack Black to be on the show.
Let's do it.
Jack Black should be on this show.
I would love it.
I think it was like Michael B. Jordan, though, I think was my first pick for like an actual celebrity to be on the show. James Gunn.
People were making fun of Michael B. Jordan because he has like basic anime taste, where it's like he loves Naruto and
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z, but he also loves Hunter x Hunter. I don't care if that's basic, that's correct.
Hunter x Hunter is pretty great.
I think
it was more him just being like, the first anime you should watch is One Piece and like all these other long shows.
David loves One Piece.
I love One Piece.
I love One Piece too, but not as much as David.
We actually had I don't know if you're a big fan, we actually had the official One Piece translator as a guest on the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's actually still in the Discord, and like once a week he'll post like a really funny comment.
Really? That's so awesome.
In a sense, he is the real writer of One Piece in America.
He's the word of Dante.
Yeah, he's...
Okay. I never heard that. Yeah, that's the term. Is so word of Dante is like, they're not, because it's a word of God, and then there's, so then below that is the word of Dante, where it's like someone who knows as much as you can without making the source material.
Oh, okay, so not Dante from Devil May Cry. Okay.
No, like Dante.
I got you.
Someone like made a comment, is like, did you know Oda, like, it was for like a Make-A-Wish, there was like a dying girl in the hospital and he told her how One Piece ends, and he just goes, no, that's not true. So he just puts stuff like that.
I bet Oda still doesn't know how One Piece ends, and he's just freaking out every day, and he's like, fuck.
He has said he has had the ending of One Piece plan since he started it.
Sure. Yeah, Oda, I believe you. Sure.
All right. But I also believe that we should start going through the checklist and we can record this awesome recording. So everyone, sound and mic check. Is everyone making sure their audio recording is using the correct microphone?
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, cool. And then we've gone through pronouns. You said that you want to be referred to as Ina and she, her, just making sure.
Yes.
Just also make sure everyone's phone, please make sure it's silenced. And if you have any background noise, like an AC or a fan, if you can just turn it off. Also, if you have a window in the room you're recording, just make sure you have curtains fully closed. I'm good.
Yeah. Also, noise suppression on Discord. Turn it off.
I was going through the list.
Oh, yes.
Just also a reminder, please don't click your mouse where you're talking. That is just very difficult for us to edit out of audio. Let's see. And then next up is the section leader. So, you know, the way that this works is literally, we just want to make sure there's a good flow of conversation. So we try and pick ahead of time who's going to kind of kick off each section of the podcast. Those are those subsections that are all in bold. So that is about, so that is why it failed, what it did well, where it could have gone, miscellaneous thoughts, and final verdict. For the about the manga section, we round robin the plot summary and characters, so you don't have to worry about that. And then I just take care of the manga details because it's kind of just boilerplate reading out factual information. So out of those sections, why it failed, what it did well, where it could have gone, miscellaneous thoughts, and final verdict, are there any two sections that you feel like you would like to start the conversation? That doesn't mean you have to have like a really strong discussion point or do the bulk of the talking. And you are, of course, fully free to talk as much as you want in any other section. It's literally so we have a good flow of the conversation.
Sorry.
No, it's totally fine.
I think maybe the why it failed and I guess maybe the where it could have gone.
Sure. I actually had some trouble with that section, so I appreciate someone else doing it. Jordan, how about you? Is there any section you really want to talk about?
I can talk about what it did well.
Okay, do you want to do final verdict or miscellaneous thoughts?
I can do final verdict.
Okay, sounds good to me. Perfect. And then, Ina, did you happen to have a chance to write a 6-word summary on that note of Final Verdict? No worries. Jordan sometimes comes up with it during the recording, so don't stress about it if you didn't make one.
I was about to say, I don't know. I feel like I made my own weird pressure for it.
I almost just said meow, 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 meow.
Yes.
Jordan, you stole mine. What the fuck?
Mine was...
Oh, Ravioli's perking up when I said that. Maybe she's a cat. Okay, so don't stress about it. We can also just make sure that you can go last out of the three of us. So if you want some extra time to think about it, so don't stress about it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And then there's also some examples I've posted both from mine, Jordan, and from the Discord if you just want a vibe of what people write for 6-word summaries. Okay, cool. And then just a heads up, we'll introduce you at the start. If you could do a kind of quick 30-second intro, and then at the end, you really can dive deep into everything you want to discuss at the end. Okay. And then just also, if you have noise suppression on, make sure it's disabled. It's that button to the left of the end call button. Just make sure, because noise suppression will clean up your noise in this chat, but not in your recording, so we can't catch things that might be filtered out.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Okay. And then as we know, so we're going to record for about 1 hour and 5 minutes just to make sure that it's tight. And we have an editor. We want to be respectful of both your time and their time. If you ever feel like I'm trying to move along, though, when you have more to say, though, please stop me. I absolutely want to make sure you don't feel like you are not getting to say your piece during the show. And also, if you ever want to retake something or you want something just flat out removed by our editor, feel free to just re-say it or say, hey, Dylan is the name for editor. Please cut what I just said out.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And likewise, you may hear Jordan even be like, David, can you retake that? Okay,
yes,
and then also...
Yeah. On the, very rare occasion that David mispronounces
something.
Extremely, yeah, exactly.
Me fail English, that's impossible. also, just, if you guys can be a little alert, Ravioli is just sitting, kind of sleeping, but just in case, let me know if she ends up making some noise.
Aww.
She's being a good girl, though. She's being a good girl.
Let her be a part of the podcast.
I wish. Well, she is a part of the podcast. We have a Ravioli tier where it's literally the icon for that Patreon tier is a picture of her.
Hey, I love whenever I'm listening to a podcast and there's just a meow in the background.
Oh, that was actually how our Stephen Paul episode started, was his cat meowed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Also, we're going to do a clap sync in between each section. But right now, we're going to do 10 seconds of silence for noise removal. And then we're going to go 3-2-1 clap, 3-2-1 clap, double clap, just signifies the start of the episode. Just these little things just make it easier for the editor because, you know, they've got a really hard job. So, Dylan, we appreciate everything you're doing because I just realized you're listening to this.
Dylan.
So I can personally thank you right now.
Yeah, we have like a really just sexy editor. Just,
God, he's got, I wish I was there.
He's so hot.
Gas him up. Do it.
Ooh, woo. All right. We're going to do a 10-second silence right now. Sorry, right meow. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for pronouncing. Oh, shit.
3, 2, 1. You were saying, Jordan?
Oh, thank you for pronouncing now correctly.
Yeah, that's what I call manga volume. Yeah. Oh, shit, that should have been my 6-word summary.
Oh,
fuck,
there's
I gotta write
still
that.
Time.
There
also,
is shit.
Yeah. Also, it's funny because...
We talk the entire podcast, like,
I was just thinking that.
Puns.
If you're able to think about them that fast on the fly, you can do that. I don't think I'm good at...
I don't think
I'm actually
I'm
surprised
either,
Tucker didn't
like
send me
so
a bunch of cat puns in, like, his notes. So Tucker is, like, our researcher for the show.
Okay.
We actually have two, and they're really awesome, so you'll hear more about them as we get into it. They're both great. Okay, so now we're actually going to start. Why don't we do one more clap? Let's do an arc double clap thing so Dylan doesn't have to find this, right? 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.
Wait, there was a low-flying plane outside. Wait, fuck, that was... Oh, my God. I'm sorry, I'm tired this morning.
It's
fuck,
okay, the
let's
time.
Do the clap
it's fine.
One more time.
Okay, great. 3, 2, 1. Jordan's like, I gotta make sure this audio Dylan's going to cut out because it's for production reasons sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I realized that after I said that. Like, wait a minute. Why did I even bother?
It's okay. Yeah, it's like, all right, no worries.